There was a priest who once asked the question, is the Eucharist something or someone? And that question did me a lot of good. Is the Eucharist something or someone? Saint Faustina heard Jesus tell her that many people treat him as if he was a dead thing, something. But the Eucharist is a real living person. It is the same person who died on the cross for us. And we're celebrating today the birth of the Eucharistic presence of Jesus among us. And it is also the birth of the priesthood. And as St. John Paul II said, you can't separate the Eucharist from the priesthood. He said, without the priesthood, there is no Eucharist. And without the Eucharist, there is no priesthood. St. John Vianney said that the priesthood is the love of the heart of Christ. And the Eucharist is the presence of that living, beating, human heart of Jesus Christ. If we really, really believed, then the Eucharist would be everything for us. Everything. There's a blind priest that we know in Spain, Padre Rey, he's called his name. And he says there's two ways to live life. You can live life as if there's a big ocean, you know, you can say, and a little island in the middle of the ocean. And you could, he said, some people live as if the Eucharist was that little island in their life. And there, everything else is the ocean. And he said, other people live as if the ocean was the Eucharist and everything else in their life was that little island. And that's how he lives. But the question is that how we live? Is the Eucharist everything for us? Or is it just something else among many things in my life? And it's definitely not the most important thing in my life. It's an important question to ask. If we ask the question, how much does one communion, how much is one communion worth? How much is one mass worth? How much is it worth? He's making hand expressions. He's starting to get bigger and bigger. We've got a guy in the front row. He's trying to answer the question by starting to move his hands wider and wider. Yeah, you can't measure it. You can't measure how much one communion is worth, one mass is worth, because it's of infinite value. If you receive the Eucharist, you receive God. How much is God worth? God has no, you can't put a price, you can't put a quantity on how much God is worth. So if you put all the money of the world in one place, all of the money of the world, all of the cars of the world, all airplanes, all technology, iPhones, whatever you want, computers, you put everything that has any value in this world, you put it all together, and right next to it you have the Eucharist, one consecrated host, what's worth more? What's worth more? It's the Eucharist is worth more. One consecrated host is worth more than all the money of the world put together. And that's why Father Jorge Loring said, if someone offered me $1 million and they said, I'll give you $1 million under one condition, you just have to miss celebrating Mass today. And he said, let's suppose that Mass was not a Sunday Mass. It's a Mass Monday through Thursday, a day in the weekday, right? So if a priest doesn't celebrate Mass on a weekday, it's not a sin. He's not obligated to celebrate Mass every day. So he could. So the option is, you're going to get $1 million under one condition. You just have to not say Mass that day. And he said, I wouldn't take that money. I wouldn't take it. Because one Mass is of infinite value. And he said, you can imagine all the great things you could do with that money. You know, you could give food for the poor. You could do a lot of great things, he said. But he said, one Mass is worth more than all the good things you could do, all put together with $1 million. It wouldn't be worth one Mass. One Mass is worth more because it's Jesus himself who becomes present. Jesus is God. And obviously, sometimes it might be hard to believe that, because when you look at what you see, it looks like it's just bread. It looks like it's just a little piece of bread. But our faith tells us that it's God. It's Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And I'll be honest, there was one point in my life when it was difficult for me to believe that. I was probably around 14 years old at the time. And I remember during the Mass, it was a daily Mass, and I was there. And the priest, he was an elderly priest, during his homily, he got closer to where the tabernacle was, and he said, if someone entered this room right now with a gun, and he told me, either you renounce your faith that Jesus is really there, that your God is really present in the tabernacle, or I'll kill you. He said, I would gladly give my life. I would gladly give my life to profess my faith that Jesus Christ is really present. And when I heard that, that was for me like a spark that lit again my faith in the real presence of Jesus, that he's really there, that it's really him, that it's not just a symbol, it's not just like something that reminds me of what he did at the Last Supper. It's really him, and he's alive. There's a priest from Colombia who had a powerful experience recently, and we don't know exactly how it was, but while he was giving the parish announcements after Mass, he started to bend over. He started to bend over, and you could tell like there was something going on in him, like something powerful, and then he straightened up, and when he was giving the parish announcements, you could tell like he was really deeply moved that something had happened. And he said, from now on in this parish, we're only going to give communion on the tongue and kneeling. And he said, there's some things that we just can't explain, but Jesus is really alive. So he didn't explain what he experienced at that moment, but it was something that he realized that he's really there. And if he's really there, there has to be some sign of reverence. There has to be some sign of love, of devotion, of adoration, because he's God. He's God. And so today is a day for us to be deeply grateful to God, deeply grateful for what he has given us. He has given us his presence among us, his real living presence among us. And that's why today we also have to be deeply grateful to him also for the gift of the priesthood. Because without the priesthood, we would not have the Eucharist. And today also, the Lord reminds us of his commandment that he said, we have to love one another as he has loved us. And if you realize what you receive when you receive communion, it's really hard to live like that, to love like that. How does he love us? He loves us with a total selfless self-giving. He's not selfish. He's selfless. He emptied himself totally, giving himself to us. And that's what he wants from us. He said, love one another as I have loved you. So if anyone thinks that they've loved enough, think again. Because we're far from the measure of the love of Christ, because the measure of the love of Christ is love without measure, as St. Francis de Sales says. We can never think that we've loved enough, because we can always give more. We can always give more. Christ gave everything. He gave everything until there was nothing left to give. This is my body. This is my blood. He gave everything. And that's why today we have to examine ourselves. How am I loving? Am I really loving like he's loved me? Obviously, it's impossible to love like that without the grace of God. But God can change us. He can transform us. He can love in us and through us. And that's the miracle that he wants to do every time we receive communion. The infinite love of God enters our hearts. And if or not that love is transmitted to others depends on us. We receive infinite love. Do we love others? We could if we let the love of Christ be transmitted through us. If we let Christ love others through us. So in this Mass today, we ask our Lord for the grace that he might renew in us, first of all, a deep awareness of his real presence among us, with a deep appreciation and also a deep appreciation of the gift of the priesthood, so that we might have his presence among us. And we also ask him to help us to love as he has loved us.